Well, should Villarica Mayor Jeff Reese choose to seek re-election this year, he will likely have at least one challenger on ballots in November. 41-year-old mother of two and Marine Corps veteran Dominique Conte telling WLBB Radio this week she plans to qualify to run in the mayor's race when qualifying opens later this month. Conte is currently a professor with the Georgia Military College, where she has worked for 16 years. Discussing her campaign platform, Conte says as demographics change in the city of Gold, the city has to do more to change with the population. That includes downtown, where Conte says has not yet accommodated the changing culture as far as restaurants and other activities.
I feel the downtown needs to be definitely more vibrant. The median age for my neighbors who have children are in the early 30s, which means most of us have young to middle-aged children, and there's respectfully not a lot of activities for our youth to do other than go to Gotha if you're older to play maybe one-on-one basketball of that nature. Of course, the younger children who are usually in after-school care, that cuts off at 12. But there isn't anything in between that for 13 to 18-year-olds.
Conte is suggesting the city develop a new group for those youth and their families. Conte also concerned about adding additional parking to Villarica's downtown, and Conte believes homelessness in Villarica is on the rise. She believes veterans are among those being affected.
I don't see, as a veteran and disabled vet myself, enough organizations and intertwined to help us veterans. There should not be a homeless vet anywhere, let alone in Villarica, because we are such a loving town and community. But I don't feel there's enough resources to attain that. We need to address that more and decrease that.
Qualifying for a number of local municipal races, including for mayor of Villarica, begins August the 19th. The city of Villarica perhaps expecting to see more commercialization along the Highway 61 corridor south of I-20. On Tuesday, the Planning and Zoning Board recommending the annexation of 50 acres of land at the corner of Hickory Level Road and Highway 61 into the city. The board also recommending the land be rezoned for general commercial use. That proposal will likely seek approval by City Council on August 27th. While only one planned project has been confirmed for the plot of land at this time, a Popeyes restaurant, commercialization is expected for the other 49 acres. City Manager Tom Barber says the owner of the land is in the process of dirt filling the land in order to elevate the plot to Highway 61. With a new school year upon us, online ranking and review site Niche.com has come out with their latest rankings of school systems in the state of Georgia, a number of local districts making the top 50. According to Niche.com, the 2020 Best School Districts ranking is based on rigorous analysis of key stats and reviews from students and parents using data from the U.S. Department of Education. Ranking factors include state test scores, college readiness, graduation rates, SAT, ACT scores, teacher quality, public school district ratings, and more. Carrollton City Schools and the Bremen District both ranking in the top 10. Among the reasons for the high rankings, Niche giving Carrollton A grades for teachers, activities, administration, health and safety, and facilities. Niche.com claims the Carrollton District to be the second most diverse public school in the state. Niche.com giving the Bremen School District A grades for academics, teachers, clubs and activities, and health and safety, but a C-plus for diversity. Bremen is ranked number one in the category with best teachers in the state and number three in the safest school district. The rankings pick Heard County Schools at number 25 on the best schools list, Coweta County at number 37, and the Carroll County School District at number 49. The Carroll County Boys and Girls Club, more than just a place for kids to play sports and games and hang out after school. According to Senior Executive Director Ruth Holder, the organization also dedicated to helping kids academically and to plan for their future.
We focus on three pillars: academic success, character, leadership, and healthy lifestyles. And in that, it's just giving kids the opportunity to see what their interests are, allowing them to venture into, you know, what their future will look like, setting them up for workforce and workforce development and career bound and college bound.
Holder says that the after school program focuses on academics before recreation.
When they come in at 2:30, we're in what we call power hour. So that's our homework tutorial time, where it's mandatory for the kids to participate and get their homework done. If they need help with anything, they ask the staff that's there to get that assistance.
After homework is done, students are allowed to participate in more fun activities such as STEM programs, flag football, and arts and crafts. For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Carroll County, including volunteer opportunities, visit the Newstalk1330.com website. Our entire interview is now posted there. Temple City Government filling positions for two department heads this week. First, the Recreation Department will be under the new leadership of Lisa Jacobson. Jacobson, a Temple resident and former small business owner in the city.
Well, they say that you combine your passion with your skills and you find your purpose. And my passions are people, community, and sport. And I have a lot of organizational skills, communication, sports knowledge, and combine all those together and it just shouted Temple Recreation.
Jacobson says she plans to roll out new programs in the coming months, but first hopes to learn the operations of the department. The city also filling the position of Public Works Director. Code Enforcement Officer George Scala will now fill the role permanently. He has been the interim Public Works Director since January. I'm Colin Worthington.